Back the Capitol. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russian missile strikes destroyed an oil refinery and three fuel storage facilities in Ukraine's port city of Odessa.
According to the city council, Russian forces launched airstrikes aimed at critical infrastructure in that city. This comes as the number of people who fled Ukraine since Russian troops invaded now has surpassed 4 million, according to the United Nations. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops are advancing farther north from the capital of Kyiv. President Zelensky warning that Russian forces are pulling back. They're actually also creating a potentially catastrophic situation for civilians, leaving landmines around homes, abandoned equipment, and even in corpses.
Fox's Aisha Hazni. Russia and Ukraine's leaders appear prepared to meet face-to-face in Turkey. The former boyfriend of a missing Florida woman is now in custody.
Police in Tennessee charged Marcus Spanavella with tampering with evidence, giving false information concerning a missing persons investigation, and destruction of evidence. His arrest comes almost a week after 37-year-old Carly Cassie was last seen with Spanavella in a Florida restaurant. The two have a daughter together.
Fox's Ann Carrick. A man was killed and two women are hurt after a shooting at a Virginia mall. Norfolk Police Chief Larry Boone says the gunfire was the result of an altercation about money. The final two in the men's NCAA basketball championship is set. CBS covering the action.
Rebound, Carolina! And the fairy tale ride for the Tar Heels continues!
North Carolina defeated Duke Saturday night, marking the last game of Coach Mike Krzyzewski's career. North Carolina will now face Kansas, who defeated Villanova to advance. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress is a step closer to taking marijuana off the list of illegal drugs.
A mostly party-line vote advanced the MORE Act in the House, legislation that would remove cannabis from the federal list of scheduled narcotics.
For far too long, we have treated marijuana as a criminal justice problem instead of as a matter of personal choice and public health.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler says the legislation leaves the question of legalization up to states. Oregon Republican Cliff Bentz says the proposal is misguided.
Failure to address the clear consequences of legalization, such as what this drug does to children, to drivers on our highways.
Senate Democrats are pledging a vote on that bill later this month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An explosion in the Afghan capital of Kabul injured at least 15 people. A witness says the blast happened inside a market. No one immediately claimed responsibility. It's the first short track of the season.
This week's NASCAR Cup Series race will be at Richmond Raceway. The track will be hosting the first points race at a true short track for the next-gen car. Alex Bowman led the final 10 laps, winning last year's spring race in Richmond. Coming into this week's action, Chase Elliott is atop the standings with 208 points, Ryan Blaney second with 195, Joey Logano third with 185, and today marks the 131st NASCAR Cup Series race at Richmond. It begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Peter Schwartz, Fox News.
The actress who portrayed George Costanza's short-fused mother on Seinfeld has died.
I go out for a quart of milk. I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Estelle Harris also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise. Harris was 93 years old. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.